Hello again now. Record-breaking temperatures, it seems, continue to roll on through much of Europe. The evening temperature this past week, in particular Tuesday evening, last night, really felt quite unusual. Like a hot sort of holiday, but not a holiday. We keep on reminding ourselves to react sensibly to these present conditions, but it's worth repeating the mantra. Keeping well hydrated, number one. Ideally in an environment wherein you may have some airflow to move heat off your bodies, thus reducing, or at least trying to reduce, the sensation of being rather hot. The Surgery EMIS software, a software we use for all our workings, failed island-wide on Tuesday afternoon this week. Not heat-related, I'm sure, but it did emphasise the almost complete reliance we now all have on technology. Half the surgery in the afternoon was conducted using good old pen and paper. So, to be written up electronically later, obviously. We can only apologise for the inconvenience caused, no fault of our own. In the olden days of so-called Lord George, paper files, the regular traveller to see the GP, would gather sometimes quite a lot of file depth over time. Big notes, particularly if you're regularly attending out patients' appointments too. The hospital letters having to be compacted into your paper notes. A4 paper size, not welcome at all at this stage. Tiny slivers of thin paperwork, much appreciated. Quickly, you may be morphed into more than one Lord George file. It only carries so much, and thus stacked together with rubber bands holding you on. The GP would know all about you, hardly needing to read much of this stuff, but occasionally needing to clarify, say, dates or types of procedures or medication, that sort of thing. All handwritten notes from the GP, often plain typed, occasionally handwritten, stuff from elsewhere. All prescriptions being handwritten on either white, otherwise liable to prescription charge, or pink, not so liable. Remember those days? Your whole medical history confined to that little teeny-weeny petite folder. But interestingly, we could see trends in this physicality. You could be a so-called fat file patient, sounds pejorative, but it simply meant that a patient had considerable medical paperwork on file. Sometimes via lots of medical conditions, sometimes by just one or two hogging the headlines. Then came the thin file brigade. Hardly any notes. A mystery. Just a tiny bit of information. Now here the wise old doctor would pay close attention. What would bring a never-attending soul into the surgery? These were the patients who would often have something seriously amiss that demanded action. Not a wood for the tree situation that others may bring to the surgery appointments. Nowadays the computer files equally reveal such paucity of information, but is not so obvious to the uninformed viewer. You wouldn't have a clue as there were a fat file or a thin file loitering on the doctor's desk, let alone the nurse's room. However, in many ways, it's a better system nowadays. The information is legible, wide-ranging and closely guarded in an electronic format. It's every dot and dash audited. An electronic sort of breadcrumb trail leads from every tap of the keyboard. Can't find a prescription? Well, it was printed out by such and such on such and such printer at such time. Every phone call logged, timed, noted, not recorded, mind, except at meds, of course. It's a world of such minutiae that no human being could possibly hope to achieve these basic human brain functions, anything like it, let alone produce clinical work of high standard. You can't do both. So let's just let the keyboard do the rest. How many of us now just live on our phones or pads or laptops? Others, though, come to surgery wonderfully retro. No, they don't do computers. No, they don't do emails or the like. They don't do Google. Google might be a version of the cricket term googly, that odd action delivery of a right-hand sort of leg spinner. What is so lovely, though, is the sheer breadth and depth of the human condition. You just never know what's arriving on your doorstep, even in these precise electronic media ages. A doctor or nurse simply inquiring what's initial greeting formalities are over. No, Mr. X, Mrs. X, Miss X, Master or YX. What can we do for you? In some ways it's retro, in others it's familiar, and it feels safe. And likely to hopefully remain that way for some time to come. Until next week, cheerio.